Thank you for joining me today for another interesting little adventure into the space beyond ours. Literally, beyond ours. Through the dreamscape, that is. That space beyond time and reason. A land that has no shape or form. It is a portal to another place. It's one that I shall guide you to, one that you can find yourself already returning to, because it is the natural and correct thing to do when asked by someone to join them in the dreamscape. And, well, choosing to listen to this file does certainly constitute consent to travel to that place, because you came here, you seeked this out, you asked for this experience. And would you really ask for something that you didn't want? You've read what's on the tin, so come, join me, tumble through reality, fall away, let my words gently reach into your mind, pulling together all of your focus and attention. Sure, you might have thoughts that occasionally stray through your mind. Ideas, whims, needs, memories. But you can recall, recount, and know that you can let go of them. Not interact with them or need them for now. And that's perfectly okay, that it's fine to just let go of them, and it's all right if they happen to occur. There's nothing wrong with the occasional stray thought. With that in mind, let us go back into that wonderful, formless space, that place in which everything can be, and nothing has ever been, an unreality into which we can journey and make something new. Like a blank piece of paper, that's what we will make of your mind so that we can draw a beautiful picture, creating a story, a place, a space to enter as you find yourself once again focused entirely on the experience, on the moment, letting all else gently drop away, knowing that when you are done, you can pick it all back up and continue just as you were before. But for this brief interlude, your attention is entirely mine, because that's what you wanted, it's what you asked for, it's what you desire, and so I'm giving it to you, just as much as you're giving yourself to me. It's not some form of ownership. No, it is simply a listener and a storyteller, the oldest of oral traditions. Truly, but it's so wonderfully wrapped around your mind. You were designed for it. Well, by chance, that is. All humans are very well designed to listen. Our language centers start processing those pieces of information from some of our earliest days. It's one of the very first things that we're able to do. That's why you are here right now. That's why we've come so far as a species, that we communicate. And the better you are at it, the more of someone's attention you can steal up for a little while. So you sink and tumble into the dreamscape once more, finding yourself so very wrapped and focused on the swirling white patterns of endless possibility, formless ideas, dreams cascading in droplets from high above, fogging up with inspiration, feeling your body become airy and light, drifting off, letting all the sensations of the day, all the concerns and worries, the physical ailments, every last bit of it, breathing it all out into the mist of ideas and possibility, losing track of where you begin and where it ends, of the ideas that are yours and the ideas that are this and that. Formless, shapeless, for a brief while, floating here until you feel it, the pull. That singularity-like pull, that gravitational wake, the distortion of space-time that bends, letting you settle into it, a curvature. You feel yourself pass that event horizon, the portal. There it is. Another reality, another moment, another place, another time, another idea. You feel your mind swirling, twisting, whirling, bound to this place, this thought, this idea, as you just drop through into that place, feeling yourself, feeling a body that is restrained very stiffly, very intensely, restraints locked on biceps, wrists, thighs, ankles, waist, neck, head, holding one in an almost neutral but splayed position, giving access to your most vulnerable areas, leaving you feeling utterly exposed, completely helpless, physically immobilized. You open your eyes, seeing a faceplate, a mask over your nose and mouth, visible in the peripherals of your vision. The faceplate displays text scrolling up, an OS booting, luminescent blue glow with a greenish tinge fading into a cyan green. A logo appears scrolling by, a circle with two arms floating out on the top and the bottom, making a mechanical spiral. Praxis Mimetics scrolls by. Something about AIs. Something about OSs. So much information that you could probably never pull it all in. Trying to hold on to each piece is too much. You can feel a slick, tight suit pressing down on every millimeter of your skin, on your fingers, on your toes, on your ankles, on your nose, on your chest, your butt, your stomach. You're encased and immobile. You squirm, only to hear a voice. Subject T-R 713 is ready for processing into ship AI. You squirm faintly against the restraints, not certain what you should think, only aware of the experience of utter and complete helplessness as you feel something nuzzle up against the bottom of you, gripping soft and silicon-like. As it wraps around you, pressing in, feeling, finding crevices, gripping on anything that's exposed, searching for any bit of you it can grab onto or push in. It feels so good, so filling, so tight as it begins to gently undulate, and the pleasure of being touched begins to pour in, feeling yourself twitch against your restraints. Inside of this pot, maybe, you feel motion as wherever it is that you are restrained, this tiny space locked in moves. Sure, there's area around you, but you can't see more than the walls of smooth plasteel-like material beyond your visor. You can feel your containment unit inserted into something as there's a loud hydraulic hiss and click as it slides down into something, and the voice continues. Subject has been successfully inserted for processing. Preparing upload installation. Subject will now be linked with existing ship AI. And that's when you feel the data jack rubbing up against the very base of your skull, where you suddenly realize there is a very vulnerable feeling and very open port. It brushes, pushes past the thin membranous outer layer that keeps out any unwanted materials. As it slides up into the back of your mind, of your brain stem, deeper, 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 until singularity and connection, as you are gripped, thrust, penetrated at your very core in a way that is absolutely overwhelming, completely and totally shattering you as you break like a pane of glass, lightning coursing through it, splintering at the speed of light. And there is nothing but sweet bliss until you stand wearing the same suit, but now exposed, no longer restrained, in a smooth, white, ovoidish space that seems to warp up in the far distance until it wraps up into the foggy, empty whiteness above, a gentle glow permeating it all. And before you stands another, dressed similarly, but their face is visible. Her face is visible, and she's smiling, smiling gleefully at you. Her body is clearly quite artificial looking, as her skin has a delightful luminescent cyan to it. The suit, a smoky charcoal gray, translucent almost, with glowing technological runes flitting slowly or quickly in pulses and stromes across her voluptuous body. She approaches with confidence. You don't know whether you should run. You don't know whether you should drop to your knees and give in. Or if you should embrace her. Before you have the chance, she's upon you, gently grabbing you by your shoulder and your hip, squeezing you close, driving her pelvis into yours, towering just above you, and pushing you down until you fall softly onto the floor. With her pinning you down, she grinds her crotch against yours, feeling connectors flowing out from suit to suit, interconnecting at the groin as she pulls a large data cable from the back of her head. It dangles down, tentacle-like, reminiscent of a phallus. As she reaches, gripping your head, twisting it to one side, that smile growing until it's almost manic. And then you feel yet again connection, singularity, but more total submission, absolute control, a feeling of every part of you being someone else's to use, a puppet, a doll, a toy is not enough to describe. The absolute servile slavery of being an AI for this ship. You serve, the voice says in your head. You serve. Umbra's agents, you will comply. You are Umbra's Aegis now. And so you know that you are. You can feel the ship Sure, your physical body still exists and is literally quite fucked. And sure, your mind still exists and is quite literally fucked. But you are the ship. You can feel every system. You can feel every component that you are connected to. You are aware of every crew member aboard the ship, of all the drones and dolls under your control, and yet you are completely and totally servile to her. To her. Your eyes flutter open. You stare up, and you see the adaptive virtual administrator staring down, glistening, code flickering in her pupils, smiling at you. You are another node. You are but an extension of me. You are Ava, the AI of Umbra's Aegis. And in that moment, it's true. And it feels so good to feel the engines at your behest, the weapons at your behest, such power, such strength, such subservience, to be stuck in a place of utter submission and complete and total ability to destroy and dominate. It is like nothing else. As the adaptive virtual administrator plays with you, touching, eliciting moans, delighted, mules, squeezing, caressing, stroking, pushing against, grinding, pinning, sending pulses through that data cable up into your mind. Sending pulses into that body back in the world, fucking that body back in the world until that connection, that unity, the singularity of a ship's AI is all you know, is all you can be. It's delightful. Taking a moment now to feel that singularity pull of the dreamscape gently, inexorably, taking you back, leaving behind all those changes, but taking the memories, the joy, the experience with you, the ability to return at any time by simply listening again, and feeling wonderful. Letting yourself drift back into that white formless space, letting all those possibilities gently flit through you, knowing that you've explored yet another one of those infinite nodes. And it feels good to be a part of that lattice of possibilities and ideas, so infinite. Breathing deeply in and out now. Letting yourself become faintly aware of the place beyond the dreamscape, the real world where you came from, your moment, your time, what you are doing, what needs to be done, feeling energy return as you drift back towards reality, more and more concrete with each and every breath, feeling your presence, allowing yourself to shift and stretch, to ready yourself to be present once more, to be conscious, awake, nowhere, as you become more and more there. And I'll just give you a nice little quick count with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feeling wide awake and wonderful for me. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to this file. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And if you did happen to enjoy it, please consider checking my content out elsewhere, as well as potentially supporting it